In Los Angeles, I'm Kyle Risdahl. It is Wednesday, the 28th day of September. Good to have you along, everybody. Wells Fargo, it seems, is the banking story that keeps on giving. Item one, CEO John Stumpf is going to lose a big chunk of his pay package. Item two, Mr. Stumpf is going to spend another uncomfortable couple of hours in front of Congress tomorrow explaining exactly how it came to be that the bank opened 2 million fraudulent customer accounts, which gets us to item three, Fed Chair Janet Yellen, who had her turn in the hot seat today in her capacity as a key banking regulator. The Fed does more than just interest rates, you know. There were various congressional calls to break up Wells Fargo, in response to which Dr. Yellen said this.
We will hold the largest organizations to exceptionally high standards of risk management, internal controls, consumer protection.
Yes, but that didn't happen in this case. The Los Angeles Times started reporting the Wells story in 2013. Here we are, 3 years on. Who's been minding the store? From New York, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going.
A fish rots from the head down, the old saying goes, which is perhaps one reason why the Wells Fargo board has cut CEO John Stumpf's pay by at least $41 million. But where was the board before now?
The board first knew of the misconduct in 2013, 3 years ago. What were they doing?
Patricia McCoy is a law professor at Boston College Law School. Boards of directors have a special responsibility to assess risk and compensation methods, she says. It's their job.
But they didn't do that. The compensation incentives that were the high-octane fuel for the illegal account openings remained in place. The cross-selling strategies remained in place.
But regulators have some responsibility, says Anat Admati, professor at Stanford's Graduate School of Business. There are laws in place related to tying, selling you something and forcing you to buy something else, which is a bit like what Wells Fargo did.
And the Fed is in charge of implementing rules, of writing rules about that, and the Fed has just not done that.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau did eventually extract a record settlement from Wells Fargo.
A little long and a little late coming.
Joshua Rosner is a partner at Graham Fisher, a regulatory consulting firm. He says regulators generally, not just the Fed, should have picked up on this sooner.
These systemically important financial institutions are just too big to be effectively regulated and monitored.
Even for Wells Fargo, apparently, by its own board. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.